Okay, but really, you ever just like stand in the bathroom, staring in the mirror, freaking out over a couple extra hairs in the drain?
Oh, tell me about it. It's like
Oh.
this universal fear, right? Losing
Yeah.
your hair.
Right.
But we act like it's some big secret.
Totally. All these vague promises and miracle cures makes it so hard to know what's legit.
Exactly. And that just makes it harder to find information, actual solutions.
Which is why we're doing this whole deep dive. We're tackling hair loss and restoration head on.
Facts only, no hype. We need clarity.
100%. And for this deep dive, we're focusing on Creative Hair Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, Creative Hair Center, interesting. What's the story there?
Well, their website's been our main source, and let me tell you, they've been around 28 years. Can you believe that?
28 years. Wow. They must have seen it all when it comes to hair loss treatments.
Right. That's a lot of experience, which is promising, but
But experience doesn't always equal cutting edge, does it? Especially in an industry that's always changing. How did they keep up?
exactly. And that's what I'm wondering. Though they seem pretty confident, their site keeps saying products that work, and not just work, but actually work.
Actually work. It's like they're saying other solutions are what, smoke and mirrors?
Right. Like, are they throwing shade at the competition, or are they that good? It makes you think.
It definitely makes you wonder. But, for someone who's really struggling with hair loss, that kind of assurance could be really appealing. This actually works.
Totally. Especially because Creative Hair Center, they're not just talking about restoring hair, they're talking about restoring confidence, bringing back your smile.
Right. It's about so much more than just vanity, isn't it? It's about self-esteem, how you feel about yourself.
Exactly. Okay, but let's back up a sec. What's the science behind all of this? When we say hair loss, what are we even talking about?
Oh, that's a great question. Because we tend to lump it all together, hair loss, but they're actually different types. You've got pattern baldness, which is genetic.
Right, like what your parents passed down.
Exactly. And then you've got hair loss that's triggered by something else, a medical condition, certain medications, things like that.
Ah, so it's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Not at all. And that's probably where their free consultation comes in.
Makes sense. Figure out what's actually going on, not just throw any old treatment at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, a free consultation is pretty standard in this field, but it's crucial. It suggests they're not pushing a one-size-fits-all solution, which we know is rarely effective.
Good point. So they're based in Tulsa, but their website mentions they serve a wider area too. Eastern Oklahoma, Northwest Arkansas, they're reaching out.
That's interesting, right? Because it means there's a demand for what they offer, and people are willing to travel for it. The hair loss treatment industry is booming, but geographic reach like that, it says something.
It does, doesn't it? Okay, so we've got this company. They've been around forever. They seem to inspire confidence, and they're not just some small-time operation. But what are they actually offering?
The million-dollar question. We've talked about the why. Now let's unpack the what that Creative Hair Center brings to the table. So they've got our attention, that's for sure. And they list a few things on their site, specific products and services they offer.
Right. Surface Hair Awaken, Capillus Pro Hair Regrowth Laser Caps, and Vivascul Professional Hair Growth Products.
You familiar with that one?
I think so. I've definitely seen the commercials. Isn't that a supplement or something?
Yeah, it is. Vivastol's pretty popular, actually. More like mainstream hair growth supplements, I'd say. It's not topical, so instead of putting something on your hair, you take it. Like vitamins and minerals and the special marine complex, they say it helps hair grow from within.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that was a thing. Giving your body the right stuff to make better hair. So, does it actually work? Or is it just like clever advertising?
It's not just hype. There is some science behind it. Certain vitamins and minerals are definitely important for hair growth, biotin, zinc. That marine complex is interesting, though. It's made from, get this, a specific type of shark cartilage.
Wow. Okay, hold on. Shark cartilage.
Yeah,
Seriously.
wild, right? But the research on how well it works is, like, still going on.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone's different, but there have been studies, they suggest it could be beneficial.
Interesting. Okay, so not just some made-up thing. There's a reason they're using it. But what I find kind of cool is that Creative Hair Center, they have a lot of different options, right? You got supplements, laser caps, whatever Surface Hair Awaken is. It's like their whole personalized solutions thing in action.
It totally is. By offering all those different ways to treat hair loss, it's like they're admitting there's no magic bullet. What works for one person might not work for another.
Right. Which, honestly, as someone who might be looking into this, that's what you want to hear, right? You don't want some clinic pushing the same thing on everyone. But then again, having all those choices, kind of overwhelming. How do you even decide?
It can be a lot. And I think that's where that initial consultation comes in. They can like talk you through it.
Yeah.
You know, you tell them what's going on, what you're hoping for, and then together you figure out the best plan.
It's like going to the doctor for anything else. You don't want them to just assume. You want them to listen, figure out what's best for you.
Exactly. And you got to ask questions. Just because a clinic offers a million treatments doesn't mean they're all good or right for you. That's where being a little skeptical can really help.
Okay, so skeptical consumer time. What should we be on the lookout for? Red flags, essential question.
Love it. Okay, first and foremost, don't be shy about asking about success rates. And I don't mean vague stuff like, oh yeah, most people see results. Get specific.
Like hard numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
What percentage of people actually see significant hair regrowth with this treatment? Do they have before and after photos? Testimonials.
Right, because what one person thinks is a success could be a total failure for someone else.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask about the staff. Who's doing these treatments? Are they qualified, licensed, certified? How much experience do they have?
It's like any other medical thing, right? You want to make sure you're in good hands. What happens if it doesn't work?
Right. Do they have a refund policy? What are the options if things go wrong?
All important questions to ask before you commit to anything.
100%.
You know, this is like when I was buying a new mattress. I agonized over that decision. So many choices.
That's a great analogy. It's about being an informed consumer. You're investing in yourself, so you've got to do your homework, read the fine print, and speak up.
Totally. And speaking of, I did notice Creative Hair Center specifically mentions solutions for women, which is great.
Right. It's not just a guy thing. And honestly, it could be tougher for women, socially, to deal with hair loss, you know?
Oh, for sure. Society can be brutal on women and their appearance. It's great that they're acknowledging that. So are there treatments that are better for women than men? Or is it more about finding what works for the person, no matter their gender?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is going to be different for everyone. But you're right. It's not one size fits all. It depends on hormones, genetics, your overall health.
Mm.
It's complicated.
Which brings us right back to those consultations and personalized plans.
Exactly. Now, we should mention, Creative Hair Center is just one option. There are other things people can try on their hair loss journey.
I mean, when most people think about health concerns, they think medication, right? Is that even a thing for hair loss?
Yeah, definitely. There are meds out there specifically for that.
Like what?
Well, you've got finasteride, minoxidil. Those are a couple of the big ones.
I think I've heard of those, yeah. But like, I'm guessing there are downsides, side effects and all.
Of course, yeah. It's medication. They can work really well for some people, but it's not something to jump into without thinking. You really need to talk to your doctor, figure out if it's right for you, you know, what the risks are, what the benefits are.
Right, weigh those pros and cons. Okay, so what about the more like intense stuff? Hair transplants.
Honestly, hair transplants have gotten so much better. They're not what they used to be. It's way more like precise now. And for some people, it's a really good option, but it's definitely a bigger deal, you know, money-wise and the whole recovery thing.
No kidding. Big decision. Okay, but what about people who don't want to do meds or surgery? Are they out of luck?
Not at all. There are tons of non-surgical options. Wigs and hair pieces, for one.
Oh, right. But those have gotten so good, haven't they?
Seriously.
Yeah.
They're not what they used to be. Supernatural looking these days.
That's amazing. So it really is about finding what works for you and how you feel, right?
100%. If a wig makes you feel good, then that's just as valid as any other treatment.
Yeah.
Goes back to that self-esteem thing, right? Feeling confident.
Totally. And like you were saying before, it's so important to reach out, you know? Talk to somebody.
It's true. Hair loss can feel really lonely, like you're the only one going through it.
Yeah.
But you're not alone. And getting help, asking for help, that takes strength.
For sure. And who knows what the future holds, right? I mean, maybe someday fixing hair loss will be like getting a haircut. Easy.
Technology is amazing. But until then, the important thing is to learn as much as you can, be proactive, and find what works best for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This deep dive has been amazing. We've talked about everything from what causes hair loss to how it can make you feel and all the different ways to deal with it. High tech, simple, whatever works. You're not alone, people. And hey, if you're in the Tulsa area, Creative Hair Center might be worth checking out.
Yeah, they seem to be doing some cool stuff, focusing on personalized treatments and offering a lot of options. But no matter what, always do your research, ask questions, and don't be afraid to speak up for yourself.
Love it. That's a wrap on the deep dive. Until next time, everyone, keep on exploring.